And here we are with Aaron Griffin. Aaron Griffin is here.
Here we are with a really big microphone. Hello.
And we just interviewed Sally Bloodbath, and she was saying things about you, Aaron, so we thought maybe you would come back with a firing line return volley.
West Side.
So what are these rumors that we hear that Always Comics is coming out in January?
Wow, that's a pipe dream. But you quit the pipe, didn't you?
I thought you quit.
No, that's false. That is false.
So editors of the anthology not communicating between issues. What's really happening, Aaron?
I quit.
She quit. I thought you just said that Sally quit.
No, I'd say Aaron's on permanent sabbatical.
That's what I've been telling people. Oh, that's okay. That's good.
She said that you had to work on your 80-page mini-comic.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm working on that, but I also have other things.
You're working on a house.
For time.
A house.
Yeah, it's not really that interesting.
The house is not interesting.
It has an edible garden, which is very interesting.
Oh, it's like a little permaculture.
If you're a hungry vagrant. It's great.
We got fruit trees, berries, nuts, hopefully a pond with fish.
What is your 80-page mini comic about?
A Civil War steamboat sweat dream.
Sweat dream? Like prostitutes?
Like lots of prostitutes.
Whoa.
By the Union. Ship prostitutes. With
what's the title?
Up the Cumberland and Ohio Rivers. It's Ship of Soiled Doves.
I think I saw an issue on Sally's table.
You might have. It's a teaser, kind of. The pages are well drawn, but the cover is not that great.
Oh, we wanted to ask you about how do you feel about women cartoonists and wavy line styles?
Wavy line styles. I think ladies like curves. They should have curves, and so that should be reflected in their style.
Ladies like curves. Like, what are you trying to say?
Like, I like curves, and I'm a lady.
Makes you want to draw juicy ladies, right?
Yeah.
It kind of breaks my heart to see all these like non-juicy ladies, especially in comics that are supposed to be like revealing sexy things. I think that's why I've been knowing, even in the children's book I'm working on, the mom is super juicy and wears like a tiny little dress that has no straps and has a really big butt.
There's a problem with the rack on that, though.
Yeah. The rack on the mom?
On
you
the mom.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I thought the rack was perfect, but
oh, no,
I thought
no.
That you had a problem with
the rack. I'm sorry. My colleague, Erin, is referring to the rack on the story that I published for Pat Alicio's anthology with Matt Weagle called Children Should Be Punished. And I penciled it, and Weagle inked it, and the rack was not as big as the way I penciled it in the final version, I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Trouble in Paradise.
Did you hear that Matt Weagle might be engaged or something?
Yeah. He's engaged.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah, to me. That's who it is.
Oh, this is happening live. We finally shared this information, ladies and gentlemen. It's been months.
Oh, my God. They are living together, and they have a cat.
No, but Sally didn't tell Aaron.
She didn't tell me. She told me Pat was getting married.
He's getting married.
I know.
Saying it like it's a lie. He's getting married. I don't know when.
What's going on? Box Brown's getting married too.
We're talking about you guys over here.
Sally? Another Sally?
No, to Sarah Louise Hunt, the artist who lives in Philadelphia. Right. And he's not cutting his hair until the wedding, he told me. Which I appreciate.
We'll get confirmation on this. So, Aaron, so this is the first you're learning of the engagement between...
I think you're just trying to start...
I'm digging for gossip here. Yeah, I'm digging for gossip. So
What do you want to know?
Oh,
she slept in my bed last night with her man.
Oh, yeah.
With you two?
Like the bed.
Four of you guys.
The cat's real small though, so it's not really.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was great. We
was there alcohol involved?
We drank some beers and watched Anne of Green Gables, if you know what I'm saying.
So it was
wholesome. Yeah. It was wholesome.
Oh, there's some swearing in that movie. I wasn't expecting it.
And, okay, so you guys want to promote your maybe defunct anthology now?
Aaron has nothing to do with it.
Please take my name off of this.
Okay, so so Aaron, do you want to promote your friend's anthology that you were at one time involved with?
Sally's awesome. She does great comics. someday they'll all come together in one book.
So Always Comics will not be publishing the Up the, what's your thing called again? Up.
Soiled Dove?
Soiled Dove.
Ship of Soiled Doves. No, that's going to be, that's different.
That's Cappies only.
Well,
right?
No. Oh. I don't know. That's different.
I have nothing.
It's different.
I hate it. I'm not looking at it anymore. I'm just selling it. I'm not publishing it.
Is there bad blood between you guys?
Yeah, there is. Actually.
I can feel it. Can you feel it out there, listeners?
Her arms are crossed.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Aaron is now scratching.
It's probably because I slept in her bed last night, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. Okay, we're going to hit pause. Okay, all right. This is for the juicy details. See you later, true believers.